got huge, more good news, massive win for the good guys that we knew had to happen unless the appellate courts and the Supreme Court have become total tyrants that are trying to murder the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in front of us all. You cannot have these Article III judges that are administrative, created by Congress, only the Supreme Court is co-equal to the executive and legislative, blocking major executive actions of the presidency, period. It's the Supreme Court, if something's unconstitutional, that does that. But the stuff that he was doing on top of it, Judge Boasberg, was clear cut that Trump controls the borders and immigration policy. So appeals court blocks contempt proceedings against Trump officials over deportations. And they went further. They said that the judge abused his authority. That is a very strong rebuke, opening the way for disciplinary action. In fact, Congress should impeach his ass. In fact, they've already got impeachment legislation introduced. They need to pass it. Judge James Boasberg, Obamanoid, abused his powers. They are the tyrants, all those judges. Judges in Louisiana and Rhode Island and New York, where their wife, their husbands, their brothers, their sisters run NGOs they're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to, unblocking the money and giving tens of millions more to them. Judges blocking money that's held up and ordering it given to their family members. You talk about conflict of interest. You talk about criminal. And I'd see the libtards, you know, on X back when I was pointing this out months ago. There, what do you know? You're not a lawyer. Ha, right. I just can study all this and I know the facts. Plus, I have top constitutional lawyers on. But an eighth grader that read a textbook on law would know this. A federal judge abuses authority in pursuing contempt proceedings against Trump administration officials over deportation flights carried out under the Alien Enemies Act, a federal appeals court ruled today. The three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit was a split 2-1. Wow, one of them said that Boasberg's the president, with two Trump appointees in the majority and an Obama appointee dissenting along with the other Obama judge here. So imagine if we didn't get Trump in the first four. Could have done a lot better job, but he got a lot better judges in, and we're moving the ball, baby. The decision overturns Washington-based Chief Judge James Boasberg's finding. He just keeps getting handed all the cases. Supposedly it's random, but he just gets them all. It's like they did the numbers like 1 out of 27 billion or something. It's totally rigged. The decision overturns Washington-based Chief Judge James Boasberg's finding of probable cause that officials could be held in criminal contempt over flights that removed alleged gang members from the U.S. after Boasberg had overturned the Trump administration's to halt the deportations. And I love how the ICE agents, when they were being threatened with jail, said, we're following the commander-in-chief. Piss off, Boasberg. And you got Hakeem Jeffries threatening them. We're going to come get you, and them attacking them everywhere. And by the way, they've indicted thousands of people that assaulted federal agents around the country now. And someone say, oh, what are you doing, brown-nosing the feds now? I've never been anti-government. I've been anti-unconstitutional tyrannical government. When the government is executing clear constitutional powers ordered by the president and by immigration judges, and when our country is under literal invasion and assault run by the UN and NGOs and Mayorkas for 4 years, and there's 400,000 missing kids and millions of criminals running around foaming at the mouth, and the Constitution's clear cut, I don't support raining down cinder blocks on LAPD and on federal agents and trying to kill them and firebombing them and blowing up their offices and shooting at them. Yeah, you bet. You bet I stand with the feds on that. Because they're in their office. They're executing their constitutional duty and they're under attack. And they're the underdog. They are our beachhead to try to save this damn country from people like Boasberg. You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theoxygenstore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, theoxygenstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Massive border election national security news, and it's all good. The D.C. Court of Appeals just struck down Obama Judge Boasberg's abuse of power, that's what they called it, major admonishment, opening the way for his removal or impeachment, that he abused his authority, threatening, well, signing into order, criminal felony charges against any ICE agent or deputized other federal agent to ICE, federal marshals, ATF, you name it, who aided in any way the deportation of violent, criminal, illegal aliens. Cut and dry constitutional. Cut and dry Boasberg and these other Article 3 judges that are administrative were engaged in clear-cut tyranny. And it is a massive abuse of power. And I can tell you the Justice Department is looking at these judges, state and federal, not just to have them impeached, that's been introduced in Congress, but to criminally charge them. Meanwhile, the FBI just arrested Boston's sheriff, who's refused to work with ICE on deportations in the city. Ha, 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 ha. Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins was booked on federal extortion charges after extorting $50,000 from cannabis dealer trying to do business in the city. Yeah, all of these big blue city politicos are, as in my experience, I mean, I'd say, let's be fair, 99% of them are crooks. And so all you got to do is just lightly investigate them. It'd be like you see a big wood pile, you know, out in the woods in East Texas or West Texas, and I guarantee you, you take a bulldozer to a big pile of wood and you bulldoze it over, and there's going to be coach whip, you know, 10-foot long black snakes. There's going to be copperheads, rattlesnakes, probably get 15 snakes in there. We stack up stuff at the ranch in East Texas all year long, build these big bonfires so, you know, wood will be sitting there for 6 months. And every time we torch it on New Year's Eve when I get to go down there, we just sit back and watch in the fire back about 60, 70 feet because, man, those snakes start coming out. I've got video of it. It's crazy. Last year, this huge, like, 10-foot coach whip came out, glistening black in the fire. You know, it was like, came right by me. But they're not venomous. But the point is that, what was my analogy on the snakes? This is crazy. And I'll start an analogy and forget where I'm going with it. I'll think of it in a minute. But we are smoking these guys out. And, oh, that was the analogy. 99% of the time, a big pile of wood that's been there for a long time is going to have a whole bunch of snakes under it. Anybody that's been around that knows that. I don't care whether you're in, you know, Illinois or California or Texas or anywhere. I mean, there's a big old giant wood pile out there. There's snakes under that. And it's the same thing. These Democrats, these judges, these sheriffs, these police chiefs, these mayors, these county commissioners, these zoning people. I mean, it's well known in Austin. You want to get your zoning done. You want to get your permitting done. You don't get it unless you go grease skids. And they don't take it like in bags of money. You got to go give major donations to their campaigns. You got to go kiss their ass. If you want to build a big building or something, you got to hire their wife as a consultant. I mean, you got to basically get on your knees and give them a blowjob. And it's just time. And by the way, I'm seeing huge indictments of Democrat operatives and Democrat law firms and Democrat NGOs and Democrat corrupt labor union people and Democrat law firms that deal with immigration that are involved in the human smuggling and getting a big cut of the money from the welfare and stuff they sign them up for and the slave labor. And, I mean, it's like walking up to a beehive and hitting them with a stick. Bees are going to come out. I mean, this is not hard. This is like shooting fish in a barrel. This is like taking candy from a baby. All we got to do is investigate them, and they are all crooked as hell. That's why in all their lawsuits and all their attacks on me and Discovery and all their informants, they get madder and madder and madder because they can't find anything. Because I don't do anything corrupt because it's not how my brain works. I got mainline accountants. I don't even touch money I deal with, and I'm on the air or I'm with my family. That's what I do. But they think I'm like them, scheming and manipulating, and I got some bosses that are telling me what to say. Our Justice Department attorneys just secured a major victory defending President Trump's use of Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal alien terrorists. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed what we've argued for months. Judge Boasberg's attempt to sanction the government for deporting criminal alien terrorists was a clear abuse of discretion. Failed judicial overreach at its worst. At its worst? How about criminal conspiracy? You know he's being directed to do that by the Democrats. We will continue fighting and winning in court for President Trump's agenda to keep America safe. That's a weak statement from her. No, this is judicial power grab, judicial tyranny. I guarantee you it's racketeering. We know these judges are all coordinating. They're part of these private clubs that do it. But the private clubs advertise, you get real access to rich people and plaintiffs and clients and the other lawyers, and this can be incredibly lucrative in these clubs. And then you find out these judges are all in them that advertise that they're corruption pits. Send in undercovers. Recruit lawyers and people to go become members. Destroy them politically, nonviolently. Trump officials avoid contempt proceedings for defying Venezuelan flight ban. You got to love how the CIA Axios spins it. Oh, they avoided the good judge. No, the good judge abused his power. All right, let me move on. Trump plans a new census excluding illegals after Dems secure 20 to 30 House seats from 2020 census account. That's on record. The Democrats brag that they want all these new illegals to stay so they get, quote, even more blue seats in and around their blue cities in Congress. That's the immediate election fraud right there. Not to mention them in all these jurisdictions saying it's legal for Democrats to vote. They go, oh, but they only vote locally. But almost all the national elections off year in general are held at the same time as the local, and we know they vote. I mean, and Trump's got a task force on that, getting ready for criminal charges. And they've been telling these mayors, they've been telling these police chiefs, they've been telling these people, you aid and abet illegal aliens, we're going to arrest your ass, and it's starting to happen. And judges. It's happening. People go, well, Trump isn't deporting as many as he did 8 years ago because they dismantled the detention centers and the facilities and reassigned everybody, and the infrastructure's not there, and they're ramping it straight up. That is a false attack. So here is Stephen Miller breaking down the facts, and that dovetails with another Republican strategist laying it out. And then we're going to look at some fraud and why Trump got rid of the head of Bureau of Statistics right after that. But here's Stephen Miller, Deputy White House Chief of Staff.
Chicago, New York, Massachusetts. Democrats have gerrymandered the vote beyond recognition to try to maintain their advantage in the House elections. On top of that, let's not forget, Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump. They sued the administration. They fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens. Texas is taking just a small corrective step against this ocean of fraud, this ocean of abuse by the corrupt Democrat Party, Sean.
One of the big things is it helps decide congressional maps.
Right.
Does this have everything to do with redistricting?
Well, it does. In fact, we know the 2020 census, the errors were almost always to the detriment of red states. Blue states like Rhode Island.
Do we know that?
We do know that. The Census Bureau's own audit of its work has proven that. Blue states like Rhode Island were overcounted. Rhode Island then didn't lose a seat. Red states like Alabama were undercounted. Listen, this is just a fact. It wasn't all red-blue, but it was disproportionately red-blue.
And that's what they do. And then again, the head of labor statistics was the one that put out the fakest numbers ever, where over 80% of the jobs the last 3 years of the Biden administration never existed, were made up. Then she undercounts how many jobs Trump brought in to hurt the economy. Breaking. Oh, print me this. Pam Bondi has appointed Ed Martin as the special prosecutor investigating both Adam Schiff and Letitia James for mortgage fraud. And remember, I told you Adam Schiff and Letitia James and Fannie Willis will probably be the first indictments. Then it will be Brennan, Comey, and Clapper. And I specifically told you I just might have heard it would be Ed Martin. Nothing to do with me knowing him 25 years or anything, 23 years. So, sorry, I'm having a little bit of enjoyment right now. Trump has told the DOJ and the FBI, you better get your ass in gear. And, of course, now it's come out what we already knew. Bill Barr, the documents have been released. Project Veritas does it again. Excuse me. O'Keefe Media Group. Now, this is Project Veritas. So Veritas is still doing some good work. I so much to keep track of, sorry. They have gotten undercover video, whistleblowers, the emails, text messages of Bill Barr working with the Democrats when he was in there. And then after he got out of office or being the attorney general to help indict Trump. Of course. Once CIA, always CIA. So that's coming up. I mean, and again, the fact that Cash Patel finally fired this high-level director who was honchoing all these attacks on Trump and Mar-a-Lago and J6 and everything else, who was so arrogant he'd been refusing to fire people before, he finally got fired. People say, well, that's not enough. Well, that's the beginning. At least they're doing that. Everybody Kyle Serafin spotlights now is getting fired. And he's now moving on to more people. We'll tell you about that in the next few days. Oh, there's more bad guys in the FBI. And everybody's scared to expose them. Because if we're not successful removing all of them and they get back in, they're going to come indict us, including Serafin. Serafin got notices in the last few months. I sent him some of my latest notices from grand juries that were closed on me, new ones. And then you get from Google and others, you know, Google and says, oh, hey, we had these subpoenas after it's closed. And the next day he goes, oh, look, I got mine. He gets them all the time, too. So we know they went to Grassley and all this, and we're saying, you know, he's a bad guy. Bongino and Patel, even though they said he was so wonderful, but once they got in, oh, no, don't listen to Serafin. And then Grassley just calls Serafin up and tells him about it and tells him, we know you're full of crap. That was deeply disturbing. And then the Q people learn about that and go, oh, well, Serafin's bad. But, oh, look, Q got the FBI agent that raided Mar-a-Lago kicked off being the pilot and fired. No, Kyle Serafin did that, you retard. My God, I could go out in my backyard next spring and plant a tomato plant, and the Q people would say Q grew the tomatoes in my backyard. If I take a dump this afternoon, I could point a camera and say, look, Q made me go poop. Mentally ill people. They just project this magic world. Ooh, the signs, the whatevers. And then all the real people in the real war that are exposing all the stuff Obama and Biden did and now exposing the bad stuff in the Trump administration to fix it, we're the bad ones because we're not trusting the plan. Again, that's one extreme of idiocy. The other extreme is Trump's totally horrible. Nothing he does is good. It's all over. Abandon ship. Don't talk about anything positive. Run for the hills. We're all dead. Nothing. Slit your wrist. Jump off a cliff and we're all doomed. And I guess it's mentally more simple for people to be like that. We're all doomed or everything's perfect. No, how about God helps those that helps themselves? How about we're engaged? We're informed. We are vocal. Yeah, text, notes, and emails exposed. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis and Bill Barr worked together on the RICO case targeting Trump. Print me all that. I mean, I probably should have started the show with that. But I knew that. I knew that. I mean, Bill Barr was the head liaison officer at the White House from the CIA and basically ran the Iran-Contra war when he was less than 30 years old. Like 30 when it started. And then he was attorney general twice. And now Trump's going to learn. You know, Bill Barr was in and around J6, talking to Ray Epps, all that stuff, caught coordinating. Oh, he was, oh, yeah. He's on the team with Brennan and Clapper. Those guys all meet. I told you that a long time ago. Trust the plan. Bill Barr's Q commander. Invincible 25 billion chest D. Don't criticize Barr. He's a Q leader. It's invincible. Trump's got it all handled. The White Hats. Hillary's on Gitmo. Now Hillary's still walking around committing crimes, running her child kidnapping rings. Yeah, the head of her foundation got convicted of it. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not some nebulous group of white hats that are going to save us that ride at midnight. It's you and I. Look in the mirror. We're it. Nobody's coming to save you. And taking your ball and running home. Look at the eyes on Barr, whose dad ran the Epstein School and wrote books about slave dens of bred children for rape so that reptoid demons can rape children. Very nice book written by his father, Epstein's handler. The reptoids would rape the small children. They enjoyed killing them. Space relations. I can't make it up. You can't make it up. You can't make it up because truth's always, oh, look at that. Hey, tell me about your dad's book about the alien base with humanoids, with the bred children, where the lizard creatures rape the little boys and girls to death. Tell me about books about lizards raping kids to death in the 80s. That's before David Icke was talking about it. Oh, you had the governor of Oklahoma. His brother published a book 3 months before Oklahoma City where a Timothy McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrow building under the command of the Knights of the Secret Circle. It's called Lesser Magic. And don't let the name fool you. They believe if they tell you publicly what they're going to do before, even if it's not widely circulated, it makes the operation go better and then it gives it way more power interdimensionally. This is like 101 black magic, boys and girls. And you can say, well, you don't believe in it. They do. And they all do it. They love it. They think it's funny. Old Bill Barr and Letitia James. Letitia James referred me a whole bunch to the Southern District of New York for criminal charges and grand juries. My lawyers would say, until these are closed, don't talk about them. And I would spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per case with Letitia James referring me for criminal prosecution. And you know, that was Bill Barr. And yeah, she works for him. And then every time I got cleared, she just had a new one. What a nice, nice lady. What a good person. You see, because when you're good, you have Fannie Willis coming after you. So I have a predisposed nature to back Trump because I've been through the same trenches with him. I've been attacked by the very same people as him. And I see him dismantling much of what they've done and doing the best job he can. And they hate him for real. That said, bad stuff comes out on the Epstein thing, I'll cover it. If it's proven and documented. Just like that. Don't have to think about it. I'll think about, is it real, and check it. There's nothing there. But a bunch of recycled crap. We know the Democrats have children delivered to the log cabin with the pool and the hot tub privately for your entertainment, Mr. Podesta. The 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds, here's their names. They're very well trained, but they are children. But they should take good care of you. Stuff like that. Oh, your wife's sick? Let's have a Thelema ritual next Wednesday night. That's a black magic sex ritual. And we even know who the high priestess is. She's in there. Oh, we'll have the high priestess come on by. And then we'll, you know what they do with those? Let's not say. But, you know, when you're not over at a Aleister Crowley black magic ritual, well, you can just walk over to the bookshelf with Dad's book about reptoids at a slave base raping small children. Written in the mid-80s. While his son's over high-level CIA. Isn't that cute? Bill Barr, the emails, all of it. Project Veritas. Quarterbacking. You don't think Fannie Willis can come up with any of this herself, do you? It's not that she's black. They just pick dumb women to be their minions. They can find smart black women, just most of them are good. No, they just found this dumb, corrupt, arrogant black woman. And really, she's just a puppet. But down there below, you know, running this whole operation with his hands stuffed up in her, is Bill Barr. Wait. I'm on Bill Barr's target list. I just called him before it came out. Holy God.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at the alexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out PowerPlant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made PowerPlant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the PowerPlant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich. Du hast
All right, something ultra-massive just happened. And it's so big that I'm going to gather even more information because we already know what's going on. And at some point later in the broadcast, I'm going to give you gigantic news, okay? We already have the NSA database stuff that the DEA gave Sheriff Arpaio 2017, of myself, Trump, and a hit list. Then last year, Bongino was given an NSA FBI hit list, and it was the same list. And then, of course, the FBI and the CIA ran the lawfare against me and all the rest of it. And I was just saying, because I'd seen the Veritas report that came out last night, part two, of Fannie Willis working under Bill Barr after he was no longer the attorney general when Trump was out of office, to coordinate with the Obamaoids and the White House, where we know they met. And then it turns out this morning, and the crew just went to check, this has been up on X since this morning. They went ahead and published the actual documents they talk about in last night's part two. And I was literally on air saying Bill Barr ran all this. I believe he ran it against me because we know he was quarterbacking for the CIA and FBI. It's both groups with the Democrat deep state to do this because the Bushes are part of that same system. And I said, I guarantee you he was targeting me because she was targeting me. And then the crew goes to the account and goes, holy hell, you're right there. These are confirmed Letitia James's notes. And I'm on the hit list. And then there's another list where it actually says real Alex Jones. Look, Nick Fuentes. It's got General Flynn's on there. Wow. Oh, but Rudolph Giuliani, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Kelly Wards, Nick Fuentes, Noble One, Representative Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Jeff Clark, Dr. John Eastman, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Targeted for indictment by the state, and if she couldn't get it, Southern District of New York. Ladies and gentlemen, I spent, it's over $1 million dealing with these grand juries. Okay? This is what I've been doing behind the scenes, okay? And I'm a warrior. I didn't talk about it, didn't bitch about it until it was over. I just said, folks, I need money. 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 They've sued my parents. They've sued my wife. 3 federal audits. My parents were found to be totally truthful. No money. No money I hid with them. They sued them again, the DOJ. Chris Murray, a month ago. My dad's brainstem's half blocked. He can hardly walk. Fell down again yesterday. Bleeding all over the place. Got open heart surgery on the 27th. They think it's funny. Well, if they think doing that to my family's make me stop, you got nothing coming. I want you to know that. And I'm going to start praying. I hadn't done it yet, but I'm going to start getting on my knees real hard because I don't ask for stuff from God in 99.9% of my prayers. But I'll tell you this, anything I've ever asked for, I got. And I just pray to God Almighty that these people be exposed, be brought to justice legally and lawfully, and that none of the crimes they've committed be hidden and that they be brought forward to the light of day. In the name of your Son, you sent to save us, Jesus Christ. Amen. But I'm literally already telling you this before we even know they have the documents because I lived it. And my lawyers don't want to get into all the stuff they did and all the different cases and stuff for a lot of reasons. But they stopped them. And I hired some famous lawyers up there. I'll leave it at that. And I would have to put all this stuff together and present it to the grand juries. And I was, you know. And I went through all that. And I still slept good at night despite that. But I would just knew God was in control. But we have to put these people in prison. And we know the CIA, FBI, on the stand and undercover video was running all this. We know they were liaisoning with Fannie Willis and Letitia James and all the rest of them at dozens of White House meetings they denied. That's racketeering. That's an organized conspiracy. And there's no statute of limitations on that, cupcakers. I think it's 25 years, actually. But the point is, guys, look up statute of limitations, federal racketeering, RICO. And there is no statute on sedition and treason, seditious conspiracy. So, let me tell you, I know all about this because it's the, you know all about a truck if it ran you over. I got the treads across my face. I know all about these people. I had the Congress come after me with their fake committee and try to get me indicted there. And I'm not whining or complaining. I'm simply telling you that I know all about this because I've been right up next to it, smelling it and looking at it, and it clawing at me and my family. So I'm going over the Project Veritas. Take the bubble down, please. There's all these Project Veritas reports coming out, and I really appreciate them getting this out. I want to get them on, the people that broke this, immediately. And I wasn't going to do a Saturday emergency show tomorrow, but we need to do that where I just cover this. Because, I mean, my brain exploded when I was already covering all this earlier. And then when they show me going to break, look, you're on the hit list, which I already knew I was. I've already got official other hit list. But in her, Letitia James's own handwriting, that Bill Barr is her CIA FBI handler, the former attorney general, and that she's tasked to get me. And they ran it all. The lawfare, all of it. It's all one big conspiracy. And the Justice Department, I can tell you, was all there. I was like, really? You're looking into my case without me even, you know? They're like, yeah, no, they got sloppy with you, Alex. We can't tell you everything, but they got real sloppy. This is the task force leader. And I'm like, and they just says, give us everything you got. So I've been giving them everything I got. All the documents, all the back angles, and just. And now, the very same law firm that runs the attacks, that coordinates it out of Connecticut, are the ones that represent the FBI agents that won't give over the J6 data. And the head of that cover-up just got fired yesterday. They put out challenge coins to that FBI director, section director, where he's the president. And he sits at the Oval Office Resolute desk. Well, where is he now? I mean, this is a giant nest. And they think it's funny to harass and attack and try to imprison great patriots like General Flynn and Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer and myself. Oh, it came on the Washington Post. And I knew it was true because I've been told it. 24-page article like 3 years ago. Or 2.5 years ago, that they indicted me for Jan 6, and then Merrick Garland said, that's too much, that's too political, he killed it. Then they said, well, what about Owen Schroyer? And they went, yeah, that'll still discredit InfoWars and soften them up, so we'll hear about indictments of InfoWars for future indictment on Jones. It'll just put that headline out, so go ahead and throw him in prison. And they put in the filings, he attacked the Capitol and didn't work here and lied. They wanted perjury charges, even though he worked there like 6-7 years before on TV. Be like saying, Roger Staubach never played the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady was never in the New England Patriots. Michael Jordan never played with the Bulls. I mean, and you're sitting there reading these filings, and it's just like, well, who are these people? Well, they put out challenge coins worshiping some FBI agent that attacks Trump and covers things up and tells his superiors, F off. They put challenge coins out about him about, oh, I'm the president. Come over here and try to fire me. I run the country. What would Drizzy do, they say on the front. He looks like the guy from Princess Bride or something. Bunch of lunatics, man. Look at Peter Strzok. When he's before Congress, caught red-handed in an attempted coup against the president, making stuff up, and he's just going, like a cornered weasel or something hissing at you. You know, I've shot bobcats and wild hogs and all sorts of other stuff. And you'll blast them sometimes and they flip off into the woods or over a hill. And you wait about 10 minutes for them to bleed to death, and you drive up to make sure they're dead. A lot of times they're not dead. And I've done this at my great uncle's request on his property. I don't like doing it, but there's big wild herds of wild dogs that come through. People dump and they turn wild. They're attacking other people's dogs and they get in with coyotes. They're all crazy and they're feral. And I blasted a few of those when I was a teenager at his request. I'll give you $20 for one of them dogs you kill. They should be running through about 6 a.m. Still over here with a spotlight and blast them. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And then you go over, whether it's a bobcat or whatever, and you're just blown off the back of some wild dog or a coyote, and they always go, and you just go, it's always the same face. And you just go, and you're out of your misery. And that's the face on all these guys. It's like the thing, you know, when that husky's turning into the thing and it sees him right before he shotguns. It's this exact look. Whoever made that movie, I guess, knew that. And it just... I'm not literally saying I'm going to shotgun. I'm saying they're politically being shotgunned. But look at the arrogance on Strzok's face right there. I mean, that is a weasel snake. Just like Newsom, when he's like, and we're going to take over the land, and we're going to build 50-minute cities, and we're not going to let anybody rebuild, and I'm going to make all this money, and he's like, I'm so happy, I just burned down the richest area in America, and it's all mine. He's throwing a little victory dance on you, little criminal dance. And there's Strzok, just like the snake in Robin Hood. You know, the Disney Robin Hood's really cute. The little snake that, you know, works for... the corrupt prince, your majesty. He does a little sneaky dance. Because they're the white shoe boys. They're the people that work for the system. They think they're the establishment. They've got the media, the PR firms, the law firms, the trillions, the stolen loot. They can indict whoever they want. They can imprison whoever they want. And they can harass whoever they want. And they can just do whatever they want forever. And ever 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 and ever. Until their bluff gets called. So, I mean, look at that guy's eyes. Makes your skin crawl. I mean, his actions are pure evil, but the face matches it. Look at that. Same thing with Newsom, same thing with Fannie Willis, Letitia James, same thing with Bill Barr. I mean, you take one look at Bill Barr and the hair on the back of your neck crawls as much as if you were reading a book about reptoids that kidnap small children and rape them to death, like his dad wrote. He's even got little Dracula teeth. Yeah, I mean, look at Boasberg. Would you let him babysit your children? Oh, Judge Boasberg, I'm going to be gone tonight. Would you keep my 2-year-old daughter, please? Or 2-year-old son? I'd rather give my child to wild wolves. How about Brian Stelter? Let's look what he looks like. Does he make your skin crawl? He does mine. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice person. So, I'll tell you at the end of the day, though, I'm not a prideful person, but I do get satisfied fighting tyranny. I actually know with the amount of power I have, it's dangerous. I'm very humble. But I do have extreme satisfaction, a feeling of completion, a feeling of being a man, that the worst people on earth hate my guts and I'm on their hit list, which are short list, that I'm standing between them and you. And you better know it. But I'm not standing between them and you because I'm some hero. It's got to be done. We all live in this culture together. And it's time for the Renaissance to come back. It's time for honor to come back. It's time for strength and truth to come back. And Lord knows, I'm no angel. But compared to these people, I am. No, I can look into the dark side, and that itself is being fallen. You know, even understanding evil is what it is to be fallen. I understand the evil and its tricks and how it operates and its systems. That's how I can beat the enemy. The big problem is a lot of people are better than me when it comes to not having knowledge of evil, and they're very naive. and you project your model of how the world works according to how you think, and let me tell you something right now, that ain't how the cow ate the cabbage. So that's how I'm able to run circles around these people, because I got their number. And if psychotic devil worshipers, pedophiles are one thing, they are predictable and they are extremely OCD. And I'm not saying OCD is a trait of that in general. I'm saying with them it is. That's why criminology is so accurate if you really study deep criminology. It's like studying demonology. That's what it is. They do the same stuff. They operate the same. They love to brag. They love to rub it in. They love to show off to each other. They think it's funny the public doesn't know they're crooks and evil. It's like we're blind and they can see. It'd be like teenagers, you know, there's an old blind man going down the street with his cane, and they go over and grab the cane away and take his bag away and take his wallet and then hit him in the face and he falls over, and then another one kicks him in the head, and then they say, hey, we're at this bridge. Let's just throw the old man over. Let's just kill him. Yeah, we're teenagers and we can, you know, we're thugs and we can see, and this old man can't. Let's throw this old man off the bridge. And after they do it, they come and go, there's real cases, you know, we probably should have done that. He's going to die. Well, let's just stay quiet about it now. And then, of course, somebody's watching you down the road from their window. You're all going to prison. But they hype themselves up into, let's beat up this old man. Let's rob him. Hell, let's go ahead and kill him. You know, one of them breaks the old man's jaw, hits his head. They're like, he's hurt. He can identify us. Well, he's blind. It doesn't matter. Let's kill him. And see, they just double down. And then you start summoning things like me. See, I'm not a sheep, and I'm not a wolf. I'm a sheepdog, and I'm bred and trained to tear your throats out lovingly, nonviolently, politically. I will break your neck. I will tear your carotid arteries out of your throat, just like that, politically, nonviolently. And I've done it a lot. And if you kill me, I just get stronger. And if you don't kill me, I just get stronger. I win, you lose. And you know you lose, don't you? You're going to be laughing real hard when your asses are in handcuffs and everybody goes, oh, it didn't happen the last 8 years. And they didn't try to blow Trump's head off. And they didn't try to kill him at his golf club. And they didn't drag him through all this. Trump knows if they don't get indicted, he's a dead man. And what did I tell you was coming? I can tell you the criminal investigations are already open on thousands of these people. But they're already open on Fannie Willis, Letitia James, all of them. Right up to Bill Barr, right up to Comey. Bill Barr's been subpoenaed on Epstein. Alberto Gonzalez has. John, all of them. John Yoo, Holder, all of them. Comey, all of them by the Republicans. And now, DOJ opens grand jury investigations into New York A.G. Letitia James. They announce it the same day Project Veritas releases the emails and handwritten notes of Bill Barr working with Obama and Hillary to try to put Trump in jail, running the illegal lawfare conspiracy with the former attorney general, with Trump's attorney general. What do you think that stupid goblin woman is going to do when she gets her fat, ugly ass indicted? She's going to sing like a canary. But we already have your documents. And that's what I keep telling everybody around here. I'm the guy that told you you weren't going to get indictments the first administration. I'm telling you now, as I told you months ago, that Ed Martin is going to lead the charge on these people, and now he's doing it. Now, they're going to come after Ed Martin Oh, they're in the gangster mode now. They're going to come after these grand juries. They're going to come after all of us even harder. They don't have anything to lose. And now they're going to pull false flags for sure. Tisha James subpoenaed by Justice Department over $454 million civil fraud case against Trump. And you got Adam Schiff under criminal investigation. Yeah, he got pardons for the J6 committee, but he didn't get a pardon for mortgage fraud, lives in Maryland, claims it's in California. Oh, they're going to get them all on what they made up about Trump. Isn't that cute? Ed Martin is a special prosecutor investigating both Adam Schiff and Letitia James for mortgage fraud. They're absolutely screwed. And they are. Ed Martin is going to indict you. He was given over $1 billion and 800 people. And for the last 3 months, he's been getting and vetting his 800 people. And now they're coming after you like a pack of wild dogs. And unlike your attacks on all of us, when your mom says that floor is so clean you could eat off of it, my ass is so clean you could eat off of it. I don't mean my literal ass, in general. Everything I've done bad, I've said on air. People say, why do you do that? Because I love talking about everything. Everything I've done. I've murdered my own children. That's about it. Not many people, you know, killed at least 10 of their children. I'm not proud of it. Nightmares about it still. God's forgiven me. I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. But I'll tell you right now, I murdered my children. I've murdered children. I've sacrificed children. I've repented of it, and I've tried to make good on it. But the point is that's it. I'm a child murderer. That's it. That's about it. And maybe back when I was younger, even though somebody else started the fight, I shouldn't have kicked him or stomped on their neck when they were down. I enjoyed it a little too much. That's about the amount of my sin. I mean, there's other stuff, of course. But I know this, though. God hates cowards, and I sure as hell ain't one of those. And God hates bullies, and I sure as hell ain't one of those. Even though they tried to bill me as one and raise hundreds of millions of dollars off claiming I was a bully, doing stuff I never did, all run by Bill Barr, all run by Obama, all run by the CIA and the FBI, and it's all coming out, and you're all going to go to prison. You just watch.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones